Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Hi, everybody. How you doing on this Thursday, the 1st of December, 2022? And it's your flu. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. More JP, how are you?
Swell.
That's good.
Swell.
Brett, Monica, everybody good today?
Oh, yeah.
Just a way to eat. What's the matter?
Just no. Rush. Yeah, we're good.
The way you said it, Brett, just oh, yeah.
We're awesome.
It's game day, y'all. What are you talking about?
It sure is.
Let's get in the mood. Let's get excited.
Yes.
For
yes.
Who?
Thursday night football game.
Oh. The Buffalo Bills and the New England Patsies.
For all the crappy ones they had, you know, besides like the first one, they had a couple bad ones, a couple medium ones. Now they got a real good one. Well, hopefully. Bills and Patriots tonight. So that's good.
I'm waiting for the call from the HR department. Our friend Monica.
Oh, why is that?
Our friend Monica apparently feels harassed on the...
oh, no.
According to social media, apparently feels harassed.
Are you telling me that I'm not? Are you telling me, are you legitimately going to sit there and honestly say, without a shadow of a doubt, that I don't get harassed? I'm not saying constantly, and I know everybody gets harassed, but are you saying I don't get harassed?
Is harassed the word you want to use, though?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What, in your mind, what constitutes harassment?
Well, apparently that buzzer.
Yeah.
Besides the buzzer.
Annoyingly harassing. It's saying, you're wrong, you loser, you suck, is what I hear when I hear it.
Well, that's a you thing, though, don't you think? You were wrong.
It's just a sound.
Incorrect, yes. Leaping to loser is a bit of a stretch.
I think the words, yeah, exactly. The words that are used that are directed in my general direction most of the time.
Like what?
Oh, you know.
It's a skanky hoe.
I don't know what I've...
Was that some of the words right there? The good thing is none of those words are ever said by us, which is great.
Yeah, so you guys are completely innocent of it all.
Who is that lady? What a mean thing she said. That little kid, the four-year-old, he deserves a good spanking.
Listen, if you want to call HR on Brett or Roger, I have no problem with
Can
that.
Can I just tell you?
But I feel like those bullets are aimed at me.
But see, now that's what makes me laugh, JP. That what? Actually makes I had you're honestly, if I'm being serious right now, I was thinking of some of the really unnecessarily mean comments that I'll get on social media here and there and whatever, based on the things I say on the show, but the fact that I post that and you instantly thought maybe
Monica,
you need to look at yourself for a second and maybe you're saying more here than I am.
Well, Monica, I will say this.
Well,
on this show, who do you have confrontation with the most?
Brett.
Really? Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure at all.
You're not sure at all.
You and I tend to look at things differently and have different points of view, for
correct.
Sure.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to make a post on the Instagram there that says you have a right to a harassment-free workplace, and up top it says, but do I really? Hashtag talk radio not included. I think safely assume, and I know when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me, I get it. But if you were going to write something like that, unless something was happening between you and Gareth or you and people from the office, I would say it was pretty safe that was aimed at me.
If you look at it, it says the workplace, and I said talk radio, so it wasn't like one person or directed to anybody.
Just talk radio in general, the whole format you're talking
about?
Talk radio.
I think, again, y'all get harassed as well. I think other shows, people get harassed. I think in general, talk radio specifically, I think that there needs to be a little asterisk there, like, okay.
This is a place you can't be a snowflake in the middle of talk radio.
Right.
You can't
even
really
on sports radio, you probably have cases of harassment there.
Okay. Can we
back in the day.
Back to what she deems harassment.
Yes.
I would like an answer to that, if possible.
Like the definition of it or how I feel?
I would like to know what happens on this show. Besides, listen, the stuff on social media.
Yeah.
The stuff on social media, number one, is not in the building. Number two, can't help that. That's not us. You got nobody to complain. You can't call HR on the listeners.
Right.
True.
But what happens on this show or in the building that you deem harassment?
There are times when we have, and I've said this to you before, both on and off air, where right. I feel like there might be a disagreement between one and me, one of the three of you. Figure it out. And and when the conversation is over and we go to break, normally another show or a lot of talk shows will have the people that had that disagreement in the same room where they can it together in the break and say, okay, whatever. And all is well and the air is cleared and it's no big deal. And then you can come back to the next segment. Well, we don't have that luxury here.
Right.
Oh, we're in separate rooms, yeah.
That because of not having that closure or that completion or whatever you want to call it, yeah, I feel harassed. I feel one-sided. I feel, and I've told you guys this before, like you guys are all three up there. Once that segment's over, crazy. Whatever right. you can't say on air, you're saying it with you three together.
Well, you're assuming,
I'm over here, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Well, number one, you're assuming that. And number two, yes. if you want closure, why don't you contact the person that you've had said argument with?
Oh, God.
And get the closure. What?
Roger or Brett.
Right.
Because then it would be, because then literally, do you want to hear from me after every segment? Do you literally want to hear, except Dead Guy and Top 10, and yeah, sometimes but, even those, do you really want to hear from me every single day, every single segment?
Discussions and disagreements are not harassment.
I agree. It's the, and I've said this before.
And so you're assuming harassment. You're assuming that when the mic goes off, we spend the next 4 to 5 minutes just throwing you under the bus.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
when not literally, it's like hardly ever. I mean, we don't even continue the discussion once we get off the air.
But see, that's a little irritating, too, because
we're running, going other places and doing things and that kind of stuff.
Because, you know? So then for you guys, whatever mm-hmm. the conversation was, it's a blip because you guys have your three there. It's not mm-hmm. a blip for me because I don't have anyone here. So I'm just, like, left to flap in the wind, hoping that and wondering if we're cool or what really happened with that. And it's just mm-hmm. confusing for me. And beyond that, it's more of a it's the tone. There's a way to have a discussion, like you said, that's not harassment. But sometimes, mm-hmm. not all the time, once in a while, one of the three of you talks way down or has a major, like, tone.
All right, so Brett will promise not to do that
Thank
anymore.
You. Thank
right.
you. And that doesn't feel good. That feels like harassment.
Because that's how he is.
What does? The talking down?
The talking down.
Shut
yeah.
the hell
that.
Up.
That, without having actually saying that. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, if you're going to go to HR, let me know if you need Brett's cell phone number.
I've never gone to HR. I have never gone to HR, except one time I did go to HR because it was I needed to. But other than that, my entire...
HR, in this building?
In this business, but not in this building.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Only one time, and it was if I didn't, I don't know. I needed to, but other than that,
when the guy made you dress up wanted you to dress up like a leprechaun.
I didn't even do it for that, and I should have.
Oh.
I didn't even do it.
That would have been a good one.
I am not in my history of working since I was 16 years old. I've never gone to HR. I feel like it's something that we can work out between us, and if we can't, then that would be the HR step. But I think we can always mm-hmm. work it out.
Right. Exactly.
Like the Beatles said.
I'm literally typing it. Right?
And the lyrics immediately went in my head.
Trying to see it my way.
Life is very short.
You know what? I say we.
I'm sorry, Monica. We don't care what you're saying. We're listening to the Beatles. Talk about us working it out.
when you get a little irritated and think about talking down, then maybe just think of the lyrics.
That's it. Hey, when people have discussions all day for what they do for a show, I mean, conflicts are going to happen.
If I'm trying to make a point...
So think of what we were each saying.
And I'm reiterating what I believe.
It's fun on your end, is it?
I'm calling HR.
That's some harassment right there. Wow. Hold on, that's what it feels like, huh?
Right.
Wow. Well, listen, we will... continue to work things out between us all. Where did you see those signs, by the way? Are those signs in the Bone offices?
It's in the kitchen while I was waiting for the microwave to shut up. Yeah.
Oh, where it says, what does it say? Like English? And then something about harassment underneath it. I was wondering where you saw the sign.
Yeah, it was in the. It's in the kitchen where it has it in English and in Spanish. So apparently, no matter what, we're not supposed to be. We have a right.
Excuse me.
To not be harassed at work.
Right, exactly.
Hashtag.
Except when you're on the air, then harassment is fine. We all can harass each other.
Let it fly.
Correct.
Yep.
Like, for example, I saw, I'm a little concerned about your eating habits.
Me?
Yeah.
What? Oh.
Because I haven't seen you post anything like yesterday. I guess you wrapped your face around a burger from Red Robin yesterday.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Burn and Love Red Robin Burger. Oof.
Really?
The what?
Burn and Love. It's got a big old huge jalapeno through a toothpick on the top, and the rest is just a little sliced jalapenos, spicy really? Sauce. It's just a big old spice fest, yeah.
Oh, you're loving that.
Mm-hmm. All right, just, you
wait,
know,
are you, what are you saying about my burger? What are you...
I'm just saying a lot of the stuff that you're posting isn't exactly healthy, and I just want to make sure you're just, you know, taking care of yourself. That's all.
This in no way is clearly
it's one burger. What else did she post?
I know.
What do you say about my stuff with the Super Sandwich Bros? My God, I posted way worse than
I don't care about your welfare. Oh, it's Monica that I care about.
Now that's harassment. Uh-huh. That might even be insulting.
Don't ask questions you don't want answers to. You always say something. There you go.
It's harassment. What? Again, what else have I... that might be
Monica,
the one thing
you're
right.
I'm just breaking your ball. I'm just harassing you. That's
I know. Here's the thing. First of all, I did that because it was my... my server listens to the show, so be nice.
Really?
And he he's very nice.
My server listens to the show. Bring me a Red Robin burger immediately.
Rich Brown,
the one that burns.
Oh, you want to take back your Rich Brown? Because guess what that burger was? My free burger. It was completely free because of my birthday. So
how many weeks? Your birthday was a month ago.
It expired yesterday, so I had to eat my burger yesterday. And then I have one more Wawa free sub that's due on the 5th, and then that's
Did you ask somebody to go with you to Red Robin so you can get your free burger and then they had to buy themselves something?
Check the table again. That looks like there's five people sitting there and it's really just me. Mm. There's a book off to the right. No, I was by myself with my book.
Isn't that the best sometimes, though?
It really was. Mm-hmm. And, JP, just when I started feeling like a loser, like sitting there with my book, eating this, having a table full of food, you're right, that is not healthy at all. Another chick comes and sits, there's an aisle between us, and then there's a table mm-hmm. on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
She sits down.
Same thing?
She eats all by herself. We both got there about 10 minutes apart, and we left at the same time, and we were both alone, and we were both reading our books like total losers. Oh, it was awesome.
What a loser!
Did you share book reviews type thing? Did you share titles, book club recommendations?
I should have. Nah, I just felt good about
That's
myself.
Great.
Like, it's not just me.
Yeah.
I used to think it was weird. Now I find it, pretty awesome.
It's great.
If I have the time and the ability to go, nobody's around and I'm hungry and I have the time to go sit somewhere by myself and eat,
mm-hmm.
I kind of love it.
It's not bad at all.
Especially, a burger and a beer kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, the
yes.
best. The best. Maybe play a little quick draw.
Bottomless fries, book.
Sitting at a bar, nice bar with a TV in front of you or two, or whatever. Yeah. It's nice relaxing.
There's no book involved. Like, my wife is getting ready to, she's on her way to, she's got jury duty today.
Oh.
And,
yay.
she's on her way to jury duty, but she left the house.
Mm-hmm. Did
and,
you bring a book?
She had plenty of time. She's like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, stay out of the stores.
Yeah.
And I go, why don't you go get yourself a nice, go to, there's a place called The Shed by us. I'm like, why don't you go to The Shed, get yourself a nice breakfast, and just chill out a little bit.
And go to court.
She's like, yeah, that's a good idea. I got a Bloody Mary. I'm like, yeah, go to court drunk. Who's going to, what's going to happen?
They're gonna if what's the worst? They're gonna kick you off and say you're not allowed to be here like that.
At first I said go to your sister. She's like, I don't want to smoke pot, and she's like, I can't show up high to court. I'm like, probably a good idea.
Monica, since you were there alone, how did your server know that you were Monica?
I think because of my voice. Because he asked me if I was Monica. I think it was my voice. I was like,
he asked you right away.
No, it was at the end. It was towards the end.
Oh, okay.
Towards the end, and then he was like, "Oh, hey," and he goes, "I listen every day." He likes.
And you got a burger loaded with jalapenos.
Yeah.
And you had a book with you. It all came together.
So luxurious, and then because you got to tip the guy because it's not his fault; it's free. So I ordered a soda instead of just having water, and you'd be proud of me because I went above because he was nice, and I went above mm-hmm. and beyond. Ended up being almost a 25% tip, but
wow.
For the cost of all of that.
25% tip on what it would have cost?
Yes.
Or 25% tip of what you actually bought?
The bill was three something with my, just maybe $3. And I tip, and my bill was $8 because I gave him a $5 tip. So.
Nice.
Because it was going to be 18 or whatever. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Then I took my happy little ass. You see that little Bath and Body Works bag there? I was returning a little air freshener. And guess what that was? $8. And I returned that. And guess what?
You got $8 back, and now you're up $3. Or, no, I guess you're even.
They're about to pay me to eat there next time.
Incredible. I don't know how she does it. There you go. Enjoys everything on the arm.
Yeah, so take back your Rich Brown, because that was not happening yesterday. Uh-uh. Although it was. I understand what you're saying, JP. It was really, there's no rush. You know, I didn't have to be anywhere. It was after work, right. So I didn't have to be anywhere at any certain time. And just a nice, it took my time.
Yeah.
Sit there as long as you want.
But a lot of your life is that way.
That's true. But I never, I don't, I usually eat at home, and I rarely go and get something and sit down, because I'm, you know, if I'm mm-hmm. by myself, I rarely do that, so.
Right.
Right. Now you probably do a little more, maybe.
Well, maybe.
That's some good quality time.
I remember the first time I went to a bar by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like such a dirtbag.
I want to do that, yeah. JP. What do you do? What are the rules? I want to do that, because I know people
why
who do
you,
it.
Why do you need rules? I'm sorry.
Because what do I do with my... See?
If you do it by yourself, aren't you usually maybe killing time?
Right.
Because you have something else you have to do, or...
Right.
Like tonight.
Drink or two.
Like tonight, the Bills game is on, right? And I would love to go and watch it somewhere amongst people so I'm not at home screaming and yelling and my neighbors are mad at me. Oh. So, and somewhere close, just, you know, really quick.
Mm-hmm.
But what do I do with my hands? Like, what do I do?
What do you do with your hands?
What am I, yeah, like, dude, what
why do
I,
you got to make everything so difficult?
I don't know.
Just go, sit your ass down and order a drink, maybe then, some fries or something like that, and just watch the game. You'll end up making small talk with somebody, you'll end up making friends, and you'll have a good time.
You think?
Especially if it's a Bills game.
Right.
You're going to attach to people, they're going to attach to you in 2 seconds.
And will you not have your phone with you?
Yeah, but then I'm that person at the bar on my phone. That's weird.
No.
Why?
So put,
put your hands on your drink, your other hands on your phone, you're looking at the game.
On my
phone.
Right.
Then your phone gets put down because the game's on, now you're all in.
You know,
high-fiving the person next to you.
You'll be surrounded by like-minded people, chances
are.
Yes.
Okay. Right?
Well, it'll be the only game on, obviously. It'll be, unless there's soccer tonight.
No, there's not.
Maybe there's hockey. I think maybe, do the Bolts play?
They might. I don't know.
I don't know either. But I'm just saying, I want to so bad do that, because I have a friend, Mark, who does that. Like, people do that. Why don't
you make you make so many
they
things.
Do.
You make so many things so much more difficult than they really are.
That sounds like me 100%. I'm not even.
You do it all the time. I sit here and I shake my head. I'm like, what? Just what the? What are you? Just.
I would only question why you would make a Bills game the time that you try to go to a bar by yourself like that. You have, you know, 20 different places you go with 30 different people in each place. Why would you make it a solo thing right
Because
there?
It's Thursday night. Like, everybody, I got to work. Blah, 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 and nobody wants to do anything. So, and that's fine.
Oh,
I have
really?
To work too. Yeah. So,
what?
I know. Thank you. It's what are you doing? Just suck it up for one day, whatever.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm going to.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, I'm going to stay up for the whole thing. I'm not going to bed or anything.
Right.
But I just want to, on an average, like, I want to go to a beach bar. Like, I want to go to the beach one of
Then just
time.
Do it.
I don't know. What do I do?
Just do it and don't worry about it.
Go. God, you're driving me crazy.
Watch the game.
You have to think about the kids and your husband. Oh, wait, you don't have any of that, so you can do it.
Right.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. I love that when people who have no kids or they're married or they're dating and they're just, and much needed date night. No, you have that every night. Anytime you want,
it's
you can have
a much
needed date night. It's just the two of you. Always.
I need a much needed beach day where I go by myself.
And you can do that.
Right.
But
anytime.
To the bar. Like, I don't mind doing it. Like, I'll get a pub sub and sit on the beach or whatever. I want to sit at the bar and watch a game or something at the beach, but by myself? Is that weird?
No.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you do it? Yeah, you have this whole show to plan it during breaks in your head.
Okay.
You can figure out, like, to go get a pub sub, go sit at a beach, watch the sunset, make your way to the bar you already pre-picked that you're going to go to, get a place on the stool, get your dinner, and wait for the game to come on and enjoy it by yourself.
He said stool.
Sit on your stool.
Ask someone to push in my stool.
Enjoy the game.
Right. Can you push in my... I'm not saying it.
Hey-o.
I ain't stupid.
That's where I sit. I need someone to help me. Scooch in.
You have it all laid out in front of you, ready to go.
Right,
no restrictions whatsoever.
I need to get gutsier. I need to be more.
It's not even a guts. I mean, you're going to have a guy come up to you and be like, hey, what are
you? What's funny?
Can
is,
I just sit at this stool next to you?
You tell me
it's gonna happen,
I though. Overthink things all the time.
Mm.
Meanwhile, in
Monica Land.
In Monica Land.
I don't think I'm overthinking this. I think I don't.
You totally overthink. What do you mean you don't think you're
overthinking?
I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to go. I want to go to a beach bar. Shut up and go.
Where do I put my hands?
That's the best question.
Where do I sitting at a table. Where do I put them?
What am I going to do? Like, what do I seriously do?
You're holding a drink.
For the record, you're bananas. That's harassment. I'll own that one. Call HR.
I love how you've changed crazy.
Call HR, and I will play this half of the segment for them, and they'd be like, you're free to go.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute.
I don't know why we have an HR department. There was nothing wrong with that.
As a matter of fact, we're firing Monica.
Wait a minute. Even though you call me bananas, they're on your side here.
Again, they're going. I'm going to play the audio for them, and they're going to walk out, leave me alone, and fire you.
Have a good time
tonight.
And
they're going to say to me, I don't understand how you're able to work with that kind of cray-cray on a daily basis. I know.
Okay.
I know.
And then I'm going to get the mob of people that come up behind me and say the same thing. I don't know how you work with that guy every single day. And then what? Now we're having a crazy off.
That's how the show goes.
Did you ever see the movie Old School?
No. Oh, no. Maybe. I think I fell asleep.
When he yells out, we're going streaking.
Yeah.
Okay, and next thing you know, he's by himself.
Yeah. And he thinks everyone's running away.
Find the mob of people.
Oh, the people I know. Absolutely.
We're going bitching. And you go look around and be like, where's everybody?
Well, whatever you got to do, Monica, make it happen tonight.
We're
try
going
it.
Harassing.
Do it. Group harassment. That's always fun. So there you go. Look for Monica sitting lonely.
Yeah, and then
at a bar, waiting for the game to start, watching Jeopardy as it ends. Tough. Eating her lonely burger.
So
texting
sad.
Texting her cat.
Texting her cat.
This is the image. You guys are now feeding all my insecurities.
That's not how it is, you silly person. Just go. You're a strong, independent woman. It'll be great. You'll have to deal with guys coming up to you to ask if they can sit next to you and buy you a beer and that kind of stuff. But you'll still have a great time, and you'll watch the game. And I hope you were watching the Bills win, because that's who I picked.
Hold on.
Yeah. All right, well, Roger, JP. It's 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.